Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. It's the Big E Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. We've got free money, like I said. We're going to pay your bills $1,000 with the cash keyword. It happens at 8 o'clock, then at 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock. That's 8 times today.
Megan was round of applause.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you very much for that. All right.
No, you're welcome.
Yesterday, we had this. Megan had this story, and if you missed it, basically what happened was, your neighbor accused you
I feel like it's such a long story. Yes, but my neighbor accused my dog of doing something to her cat.
Attacking her cat, because her cat was cowering under a car with blood on its neck.
Yes.
And your dog is, first of all, I don't even think your dog has teeth, let alone any kind of backbone.
Yeah, she heard him barking, so she came down. He was barking because my boyfriend had just got home, and he got so excited.
Right, exactly, because your boyfriend's such an exciting guy. Yeah. She confronted you, and you said, no, it wasn't him, all's good, and you went in your house, and you came and told us the story. And then Megan texted me yesterday and said, OMG, you won't believe what just happened. So we have a late breaking news update here.
This is a Big Abe Morning Mess news update.
Megan,
what's
the latest? What happened yesterday when you got home?
It was so weird because I was literally on the phone with my mom telling her the whole story, just like how crazy it is. And we were like laughing because like my dog literally is scared of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like hiccups, like you name it.
Oh,
he's
hiccups
scared
are
of it.
So frightening to that guy. Yeah.
So as I'm talking to my mom on the phone, I get a knock on the door and then I'm like, who the hell is at the door? And usually it's like one of my other crazy neighbors. So I don't really answer it. I like look window to see like who it is. And then I look through the window and I could see like a badge. And I'm like, it's a freaking cop.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, mom, I have to go. I have to answer this. So I answered the door. And she was like, it's like a, what are they called? The
police
officer.
No. Oh, animal control?
Animal control officer.
Oh, yeah.
So she goes, can I speak with you for a minute? And I literally go, are you serious? To her face. Because I was so, like, I was like, I just can't believe this is happening. Like, I can't believe.
Did she say she was animal control or you just assumed?
I just saw her. I knew, like, what was happening. Then my reaction was like, are you serious? And I was so mad. And at the end, I ended up apologizing to her. I'm like, I'm sorry I came in so hot. But I'm just so, like, mad that this is happening.
Wait a minute. Did
so
you talk?
She asked for my side of the story.
Well, hold on. Did you call an attorney?
No,
because it's your right and privilege to have a lawyer present when questioned by the police, Megan.
No, I didn't.
We know a ton of them. Morgan.
I was so mad that I was shaking.
Yeah.
And I was so angry, and I just told her the whole story, and I go, literally, this lady, like, leaves her cat out for, like, days at a time. Like, my dog is always on a leash. Like, it was maybe for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
She wasn't even out here when it happened. And the cop, she seemed a little bit surprised when I said that. Like, I feel like this lady, like, straight up just lied and said that, like, she saw my dog bite her cat. And
never
I was
happened.
Just like, that never happened.
Wow.
So I have to fill out an affidavit.
Affidavit,
yeah.
Like a sworn statement?
Yes.
Did Cooper have to sign it? Do you have to take, like, his paw print and ink? You're like, oh. Did Cooper say anything?
Ridiculous.
What was Cooper doing when the cop was there?
Barking. Like,
he was barking. Great. That's what you want
to
do.
He was barking because he like thinks it's somebody to, like, he wants to say hi to. Like, if I let her inside, he would have like been excited and wanted to say hi.
Oh, you didn't bring her inside your house?
No, I just walked outside.
Megan, I'm telling you, when the cops come to your house, the first thing you say is, do you have a warrant? And if they say no, you say, call my attorney.
I mean, it was an animal like control, so I was just... And she was very nice. Like, you could tell.
That's
lady,
what they do.
The lady
never
has,
heard
like,
of,
had a day.
You've
know?
Never heard of, like, good cop, bad cop? That's what happens. One of them's nice, and then the other one comes in and is like, we know what you did, Coop. We know what you did, dog. So you might as well just confess right now. Make it easier on us. Maybe you can cut a deal with the DA, see? Otherwise, it's hard time for you, Coop. That's how they do it.
Oh, my God. I literally said to her, I was like, if you knew my dog, like, he wouldn't hurt a fly. Like, literally, he's scared of flies. Like, he jumped. He's like, terrified of flies.
My dog needs a psychiatrist, not a lawyer.
Yes, exactly.
*951 Man, you know what? You really need to move out of that apartment
building.
I'm going
to look at a place today at 1:30. I'm so excited.
Between the lady who steals your mail and the woman who calls the cops on your dog.
Yeah, no, that's the next step, Mark.
You never know when it's going to happen, but the cops show up at your door. You know, they say, excuse me, ma'am, we need to talk to you. We need you to swear out a statement. And much like, you know, much like Stormy Daniels or that chick that accused the Supreme Court guy, Megan had to come up with written testimony yesterday about her dog, Cooper.
I did, yeah. It was the most unbelievable moment because it's just, like, completely made up. So,
yeah.
That's why it's very frustrating.
One of Megan's neighbors. Is it the same neighbor who steals your mail and holds
it
ransom?
No, this is a different neighbor.
This is a different neighbor.
Yeah. Which really says a lot about where I live.
You really need to move.
Yeah,
*951 Hey, Liz from NAS Jax. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, good. You have some legal advice for Megan and her schnauzer?
Honestly, start recording the cat. When it's out and about, if you see it out, be like, this is her cat. She is nowhere to be seen. Because we went through something very similar. My parents, when I was about 10 years old, we had a neighbor who called animal control on us repeatedly because our dogs were barking in our backyard, but they weren't tied up. And at one point, one of my dogs did get out of our yard, and I chased it into a different neighbor's backyard who we knew and went to gather my dog. And he videoed me over there, and I started screaming at him in my little 10-year-old voice. He used that in the, like, mediation that they had, saying it was my mom, but he only used the audio of it. And my mom's like, that is clearly not my voice. That is the voice of my 10-year-old daughter.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's so annoying.
Yeah. All right, Megan, so you have to start, you have to do a stakeout. You have to stake out the cat. And
this is, like, what's so upsetting to me
cat,
is, like,
she is clearly not here.
The most upsetting part about it is I really like this cat. Like, I like the cat a lot.
No, you do not like cats.
I do.
Cats
He's, like,
enemy.
So sweet, and
Doesn't
I'm always
matter.
So nice to it, and I'm just, like...
It's not the cat, but you need to basically, if she does bring anything back up, you need to have a video saying, I have a week's worth of evidence that this cat has just been out and about on its own.
Yeah.
Or if the cat really is out on its own and never goes home, at some point, bring it into your apartment.
You know what you need?
I really did try to do that once when it was cold.
You know what you should really do, Megan, is Cooper should wear a wire. And that way, the next time you take him on a walk, he can, like, maybe go up to the cat and try to get him to confess. You know? Hey, yeah, thanks so much for calling.
Idea.
We appreciate it. I mean, there's so many things. There's so many different ways to gather evidence.
Okay.
You could create a sting. You could, like, set him up.
Yeah.
You know, like set up the cat. Maybe.
I don't want to get the cat in trouble. I like the cat. I just hate this lady.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
She's the worst. And she lied. She literally lied to the police saying that she saw this happen, and she didn't. That's not okay.
No, that's not. I mean, I don't think lying to the police.
My dog is 20 pounds, and he's, like, a big, fluffy dummy. Like, he's not going to hurt anyone. Like... And even
only
if,
himself.
Right.
He just
exactly.
runs into things. *951-833-685-9595. By the way, if there's any, like, pet attorneys,
yeah.
I don't know if Morgan and Morgan handles pet claims or whatever.
That would be awesome.
But if anyone knows of a good pet attorney, give us a call.
Pet.
And I'm Mark Kay, and Megan's here today too. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We've got free money coming up here. $1,000. Your first chance to win is coming up at 8. It's very simple. Here's what you do. You listen to the radio station. I know for some of you are like, oh, God, that's the most difficult thing in the world. No. You listen to the radio station, and then we're going to give you the cash keyword. You text that word to 70123.
Yep.
Don't call 70123. Nothing's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
And then don't call us and say, the keyword is shenanigans, because we're going to say, great, now text it. And that's not the keyword. That was just an example.
Right.
Anyway, Megan did this. So Megan was talking about Oprah Winfrey. It's so funny. You always talk about Oprah. First, you talk about her pizzas. Now you're talking about her going on WebMD. But Oprah does what a lot of people do, which is weird because she self-diagnoses herself using the internet.
Right. WebMD specifically, which I feel like, you know, anytime you have something wrong with you, the first thing you do is Google it, right? Like, that's what I do.
Correct. But this is a woman who has, like, a direct line to Dr. Oz.
Right.
You know?
No, she totally does. And she had a doctor, like, she had an issue, and then the doctor was like, I could get you in at 2:00, like, that day. Like, that doesn't happen to us, like, normal people. Like, I have to wait. Like,
like, she has a helipad. She could bring in, you know, surgeons from Johns Hopkins if she needed to.
Sure,
but she goes on WebMD, and she diagnoses herself just like the rest of us.
None of the results were good, let me tell you. I was prepared for her to say, I'm so sorry, Ms. Winfrey. You have fill in the blank. Well, what she actually said was, I think your salivary glands are blocked.
Which, by the way, when you're Oprah Winfrey and your salivary glands are blocked and you can't, like, break down food, that is a crisis. That's
she had a swollen lymph node, and that's what the original thing was. And it got so big, and she was just, like, freaking out, which I would be, too.
Yeah. But the thing about WebMD, because my wife, I don't ever go on WebMD for myself, but my wife will, you know, she's not
smart.
I'm not saying she's a hypochondriac, but if something's wrong with her, she'll be like, go look at it now and tell me what's wrong with me. And I go and I'll be like, it says it's sprained or whatever. She goes, is that all? And I go, I mean, it says it could be cancer, but mostly it's just sprained.
Right.
And then she's like, but it could, there's a chance.
Right. I know. And we all do that.
Yeah. Or like you text you, do you have like your doctor friend, your one doctor friend who you don't want to bother, but you're like, I just need you to look at this. Or I need
my
you to-
my friend is like legit a hypochondriac, and she also works in a hospital. So I always text her.
Oh, that's
everything.
A great combination.
Yeah, I know. It's so great. I think that's why she does it, honestly. But so she has all these doctor friends that she can just, like, ask anybody anything.
Oh, she works in a hospital. She gets to get herself shots of stuff.
Right. Well, I'm saying, like, that's who I'll text. Even though she's not a doctor, I always just ask her to ask her doctor friends.
Yeah. One time my wife, back before we lived here, we lived in D.C., we knew one doctor. He was an optometrist.
Yeah.
So one time, my wife had like a bruise on her leg that was getting bigger or something like that. And she's like, call him. And I go, he's an eye doctor. Like, what's he going to do?
Yeah, like, what's he going
to
do?
And my wife's like, he went to medical school. And I'm like, all right. So I call him up. I go, hey, I know you're an optometrist, but let me ask you. She's like, well, you know, just keep an eye on it. And, she, you know, he did go to medical school, so he knew what
he was
talking about.
Right, that's true.
But no, yeah, that's always it's kind of like when people call me up and ask me, like, what's the name of that song or who sings that song?
I know, like, I'm supposed to know every song on the planet Earth because I work in the radio.
That's the equivalent. I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but when the songs are playing, I actually turn the radio station down and go get coffee. So I'm not, it's not like, you know, we're not licensed like doctors.
Right.
We don't have to take an oath. 833-685-9595. Or **951. Do you have some expertise that your friends are always trying to take advantage of for free?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.